Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark. I'm Fred. That's Blake. We got our boy Degenerate Jake behind the glass. Shout out to our boy Alex Gold for dropping by and talking a little Kansas City Chief, Dallas Cowboy as they get ready
You missed an opportunity to say he was dropping gold.
Oh, dropping gold. Spitting gold.
Mining for gold.
Well, I'll tell you what a great joke. That's a great segue to our next guest. I guarantee you his jokes will be a lot funnier than what we just did. He'll be in town on Friday. He is the pride of Houston, Texas, and we will not hold that against him. In fact, I used to date a gal that worked in the Sharpstown Mall, so I appreciate him all too well. Mr. Ali Sadiq. Mr. Sadiq. And one of H-Town's finest. You are a native H-Town son. I spent 12 years in Houston, so I got nothing but love for Houston as well. Where are you at on the Houston-Dallas rivalry?
I'm all anything against Dallas. I'm all in. I think y'all have had one person I've ever liked is Hollywood Henderson. He won the lottery twice, and that's really what I like him for winning the lottery. You know, it's a thing. You know, I can't ride with Dallas, and my wife's from Dallas. You see
how
that works?
How'd you meet her?
Yeah, I stole one of y'all. I stole one of them. You know, I came to Dallas, I saw her, and I conquered.
We got plenty.
I brought her back to Houston. No, not like this one. This is a good one. I brought her back to Houston. Now, what I do like is I watched the Dallas Cowgirl Cheerleader show.
Okay.
I like that. You know, I happen to like the hats that Tom Landry's wear, but, you know, the team, no. Not really with the team.
You don't like George Pickens? He's balling right now.
Yeah, man, I don't like nothing about Dallas besides my wife.
And so, you know, did you have to, like, how long did the courting take when you met? How long did you meet your wife? Are you like I said, you were doing a show here in Dallas and met her?
Yeah, I actually saw her in Dallas, and I met her again at U of H.
Okay.
She was in college. She was 21 years old, and I scooped her, and I never let her come back. She only let her visit her family or nothing. You know, and I have family in Mesquite. I won't visit them. They gotta meet me halfway, like in Buffalo or something.
Like that. What's the furthest you'll go? Ennis? Is that as far as you'll go? Madisonville?
No, we get to Buffalo and we're like, it's almost Dallas. We don't know.
Well, I tell you what, you might look. You love Dallas enough that you will be here on Friday. But before we get to that, let me look. You're kind of an old school comic. I mean, look, I've been listening to comedy. I'm not too much younger than you, unlike my co-host and producer who are still in their 20s. So they've still got a life ahead of them. But, you know, when I watched your My Two Sons special, which as a father of a 17-year-old, I I mean, I can certainly appreciate that teenage son angst. But, you know, look, you've had a interesting upbringing. You've had an interesting life, you know, and that's one thing about comedians. But one thing that I appreciate about you, though, is, you know, you look at a guy like a Richard Pryor, who obviously dealt with, you know, drug abuse and what have you. And you hear about these comedians that deal with all these other issues. How have you been able to maintain kind of just a level head throughout, you know, your rises and falls and the success you're having now?
Oh, I stay home. I stay in Houston. You know, I didn't move to L.A. or New York and a town full of vices. I kind of stayed close to my family. And, you know, I still have my same friends that don't care about my career. Mm-hmm. You know, my friends are total just into what they got. Johnny Carson could come back from the dead and just only want to interview me, and they wouldn't even care. And like, yeah, okay, saw your little interview with Carson.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, I stay grounded, you know, by having grounded people around me, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing in entertainment. I'm only an entertainer on Friday and Saturday. Once I get back on Sunday, why didn't you clean out the trash cans? You know, we got to get this yard work done. You know, I'm a regular dude after that. Meet me at Five Below.
How do you balance kind of just your when you're in your personal life, not taking stuff out of it and using it in comedy? Or are you always thinking of comedy and thinking of your shows and going, hey, I could use this for a bit, I could use this for a piece, or getting out your do you take out your notebook and write down notes when funny things happen, or is it just kind of all in the memory, and then when you're writing stuff down or on stage, just kind of all comes back to you?
I know this is gonna sound crazy to most comics. I haven't written anything in maybe 6 years.
Okay, are you serious?
I just go off my life. You know, I'm not talking about current events. I'm not making up stuff, so I don't have to do a lot of writing. All I have to do is just remember the story and what happened. So I'm unique in that aspect. So my two sons was just about my two sons.
Yeah.
They've been with me their whole life. I don't have to write anything. I just have to remember what happened and just tell so many things that happened. I just got to say what stories that I'm going to tell. You know, like I just took my youngest to Greece and he's very uppity. Like he's so uppity. Like we had a layover in Philadelphia and he asked me, he was like, Father, are we going to the lounge or are we going to stay out here with the common people?
Wow.
I said, oh, wow, common people.
let me ask you this, though, because, like I said, I mean, look, I spent 12 years in Houston. You're from Third Ward. So how do you, as somebody who, you know, I mean, look, I know what Third Ward and what, you know, Hillcroft area and Sharpstown, all that. So how do you balance that with when your son says stuff like that? Because you didn't certainly come from that. Like, how do you keep from going off, or what kind of what's your thought process when your kids talk like that?
You know, it's multiple sides of Third Ward, and most people think about the Dennis side of it.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up on that side. I grew up on the McGregor side.
Okay.
Same side as Beyonce.
Okay. okay, fair enough.
You know, people don't never realize that all the colleges are technically in Third
Ward.
They
technically are, yeah, right. Exactly. Well, you got like, TSU, Rice, and U of H are all in Third Ward.
Right. And the University of St. Thomas.
That's right.
Yeah, that's still Third Ward. So my kid, you know, he is different. All of them are different. You know, they play different sports. Like nobody's in basketball, nobody's in football. Everybody's in ice skating, hockey, or swimming. You know, they just. I have the means to allow them to blossom and do anything that they want to do. You know, and I'm not the working mom that my mom was. My mom worked two or three jobs, then she got a master's, and then she became a history professor. But since they've been here, I've been pretty well off, you know. So they just, you know, gravitate towards, you know, what they gravitate towards. My oldest daughter's a chef, you know, so she went to culinary school, and now she owns her own restaurant that I paid for.
So it's like, over there in Houston?
Yeah.
What's her restaurant?
The Rotto Market. It's right on the bottom floor of the historic El Dorado Ballroom in Third Ward. She wanted to keep it community. So you know, she used to work at James Harden's restaurant. She was a chef there at 13.
Okay.
No, the restaurant is called 13 after his number. She wasn't 13.
And that was, that, it, I was going to say, this kid's like a culinary prodigy over here. My God.
Yeah, I kind of sensed that I said that wrong. I was like, no, the restaurant is 13. She was 20.
We were just talking about James Harden the other day.
Talking about James Harden, too.
James Harden is the reason I gave up my season tickets to the Rockets. Mm. I couldn't stand him. Mm. Like, I just couldn't. Man, he just didn't have enough grit for me. It, like, he wouldn't play defense, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, Chris Paul, man, that I was at that game when Chris Paul hurt himself.
Popped his hamstring.
And I knew we wasn't going after that. I'm so close I can hear him say, James, just get us one more. and he's like, wow, couldn't do it.
James just looked around at everybody because that's kind of what he does. We got our boy Ali Sadiq here. He's got the In the Shadows, correct?
Yeah, In the Shadows tour. Yeah.
So let me ask you this: what's the meaning behind the name for the tour? In the Shadows.
You know, that's how most people live when you are high. Your life, you know, you kind of like linger in the shadows. You don't let people get too close to you.
Yeah.
You know, for fear of, you know, whatever your situation is. You know, it's not just isolated to mine. You know, I'm kind of more thoughtful. I know people who may be in domestic violence situations. They living in shelters away from their people. They really not letting people get close to them, or people who've been incarcerated, or people who have, you know, people have a lot of things going on in their life, and they kind of like don't live out their full potential because they living in the shadows, not wanting people to get next to them. And I did that for a long time in comedy, that I just kind of was in the background trying to be a private public person.
Yeah.
And my mentor gave me some advice, and he was like, yo, man, the funniest you're going to ever be in life is based on how honest you want to be.
Yeah.
So then I did, Bigger Than These Bars, the special that I did for Comedy Central in 2018. So after that came out, then it was the domino effects, and then it was my two sons. You know, me just being more personal and letting people into my life as who I am as a person, as a father, as a community person. And, you know, big shout out to my mentor, D.L. Hughley. That was, you know, that was the sound advice that he gave me.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this then, so what was it then? So obviously, I mean, you'd been, like I said, I mean, you did radio, Magic 102.5, then you get into comedy, right? And so so when DL tells you this, all right, like, what were you not doing then? Like, what was that, you know, it's one thing for him to tell you that, but unless you process it and actually put it into play, then it doesn't matter. So what was it for you that flipped after he told you that? What changed?
You know, I've been doing stand-up since 1997.
Okay.
So I was just being, you know, regular. Like what the brother just said, he said, when you write a bit, I haven't written a bit in so long. I just write stories.
Okay.
You know, I don't even write them. I just say stories. And a bit is like, in my mind, it's like, it's a lot of it is made up.
Yeah.
You know, none of it's really true. It's like, you know, somebody read the paper. You know, I just have a different thought pattern to comedy now ever since it was like, yo, be true to who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. You know, me talking about the Epstein files, every comic can do that. That's how people end up with the whole, oh, he stole my material.
Yeah.
But you can't steal my life unless you gonna mention my kids. You don't
right.
have to know my kids. So
yeah.
that's the different caveat. I used to read the USA Today and go through the paper and write things based on other things that other people wrote. You know, these were those people's ideas. Their articles and whatever. And I would just give my take on it.
Sure.
Or what I thought about it. That's not who I am at this point in the last 10, 15 years. It's been what's centered around me. You know, when I was on Comedy Central, I did this show called This Is Not Happening. And the story Mixing Got on Boots was the story that resonated with a lot of people, and that's what kind of started pushing me towards everything that I'm doing now. It was all based upon that advice. And I, like you say, if me not applying the advice meant nothing. So I wrote a book. I got a book out on Amazon called Applied Advice. It's the 13 things that people told me, gave me the advice on that I didn't just hear. I actually put it into play. And that's what most people don't do. They get advice,
yeah.
But then if they don't utilize it, then it's just wasted energy.
You said the book's called Applied Advice?
Yeah, Applied Advice.
Okay, I didn't know you were an author. As well. Man, I'm about to go buy this book as soon as we get done with this interview.
It's my second book.
Look at that. He said second, not number one. I want to ask you a question when it comes to relating to comedy, kind of some of the hot topics that have been going around with that as far as what are your thoughts on people doing crowd work? I've seen a bunch of people saying comics shouldn't have, they're doing too much of it. And then kind of coupling with that about people that are now coming to shows with social media going on and trying to heckle to make themselves part of the show.
I knew that was going to eventually happen.
Yeah.
It was one of the things that they used to ridicule DL about and Joe Torre. They would say, all they do is crowd work. So when that was became the thing again, I was like, wow. So we back to just talking about people in the audience or making fun of the audience. I don't think that that's the craft.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my take on it. Cause I can do that easily. That's a no brainer for me, but who comes to the show to be talked about outside of these new social media people? And then do I wait for somebody or do I set people in the audience? Let me talk about your shirt. You know, I think it's very cheap.
Who's a comedian for you back? Obviously DL. And of course, you know, I'll forever say, and I don't care what anybody says, I think the original Kings of Comedy with him, Cedric, Bernie Mac and oh, dadgummit, who hosted that? I can see his face. Steve Harvey. To me, is still one of the greatest comedy movies of all time. What are some comedy movies that kind of, you know, got you going back in the day?
Oh, man.
Or albums, because you're old enough to remember albums.
Yes. Anything with Rodney Dangerfield in it, Steve Martin, Don Rickles. You know, I watched Hee Haw a lot. You know, it was all these type of shows. You know, MASH was hysterical. If you understood it, you know, those are the things that
really
I watched. Of course, Cosby, you know, of course, Richard Pryor. But, you know, those were the things, you know, Dick. I love Dick Gregory.
OK.
You know, but then I love Phyllis Diller. That was like she was dope to me, you know. So those, you know, I grew up on that type of stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, you had me rolling when you were talking about when your mom kicked you in the back and you were just trying to watch Bonanza. So, you know, that's just, I mean, look, man, you know, growing up back in the day, you know, waking up, watching Leave It to Beaver. I mean, that's what we did. All right, real quick, for folks who've never seen Ali Sadiq, the show's on Friday, Texas Trust, Credit Union Theater. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. What can the folks expect from Ali Sadiq on Friday night?
Man, a great, great show, some fantastic stories. I'm thinking it's going to be an amazing show. Yeah, amazing show. So they can expect a lot of fun.
All right, well, I'm going to get this applied advice book, and if it arrives before Friday, I'm bringing it. So I'll tell you what, Ali, my man, it was an absolute pleasure. Look forward to seeing you on Friday. They can go to AliSadiq.com to learn more about it. And like I said, the In the Shadows tour is just getting started. We've got, shows in Houston tomorrow, so enjoy that. And we'll see you on Friday, big man.
All right, thank you very much.
There you have it, the one, the only, Mr. Ali Sadiq. All right, coming up next, let's get into some NFL talk. Like I said, we got three games on Thursday. And, of course, we just wrapped up Week 12. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.